Blog Talk Radio.
Time again, folks. The theme music of Eastern Airlines brings you another episode of the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be with you, doing what we most enjoy doing, talking about Eastern Airlines, coming to you live each Monday at the same time, talking about the company we dedicated a great number of years to and a company that gave us so much in return. This is why we keep broadcasting the good news of Eastern during these radio programs. And tonight is a special broadcast as we will be talking to the person trying to put the colors of Eastern back into the air. But first, let's see who we have as host for tonight's show. Neil, who do we have as host tonight?
Well, I see the board is all lit up, Jim, and looks like we've got a good reception for Ed Wiegel when he comes on board. He's not on our board yet, but hopefully he'll be arriving shortly. But tonight we have, I see, Steve Thompson, Captain Steve Thompson in Roaring Gap, North Carolina. Steve, how are you?
Hi, Neil. Hi, listeners. Hi, host. We're fine up here in Roaring Gap, and it is absolutely beautiful weather. And we've had just the right amount of rain and the right amount of sunshine. Beautiful. And the fall colors will be turning soon. Glad to be with you. We're excited about our guest tonight.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for the report up there in North Carolina. And I see also Chuck Albright in the villages part of Florida. America, he says, America's leading community retirement center. And also golf community. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Neil. We had great weather today. It was 97, a little on the blistery side. It was okay out on the golf course. All 53 golf courses were jam-packed today. We've had some really bad weather here in the last couple of weeks, as probably everybody else on the East Coast knows. But it looks like for the next week it's going to be fairly good, and I think all the people here in the villages will appreciate the sunshine for a while. And we've just had a big tournament. It turned out some of the who on the pros came down. And I think we had a visit from Nancy Lopez and Arnold Palmer. So,
Wow. Sounds exciting, Chuck. Also, Cecile Entriago, you're there in the West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale area, halfway between somewhere. Hi, Cecile.
Hi, and I'm here in Fort Lauderdale, and it's blistering hot. It's 95 degrees, but it was pouring down rain the last week, so I think we have enough water for a couple of weeks, and it is very, very hot here.
Well, in addition, thank you, Cecile, in addition to our special guest tonight, who I see is on our board now, area code 305, but we also have Vito Borelli, who is the, I guess, vice president now. Golly, he's been president for years and years of the Eastern Airlines Retirement Association, EARA. Vito, welcome to the night show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Jim, I think that's about it as far as our guests on the board. Some I don't recognize. Perhaps they're just listeners, and I might have some questions for Ed once we get into our show. So I'll pass it back to you, Jim Hart.
Thank you, Neil. And I am Jim Hart, And I am talking to you from the beautiful island of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, where the weather today was around 72, 73 degrees, bright sunshine, no humidity. The food is excellent, especially those beautiful lobsters. And the people here are very, very excited because our president, Obama, is here visiting with us. Neil, let's start up the engine and get this show off the road. Let's get this show in the air.
All right, stand back and clear.
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 Wow, doesn't that sound familiar? Just as a reminder, folks, you can call in to 213-816-1611 if you'd like to be on the air with our host. Once you hear the conversation, just press number 1 on your phone dial pad. This will open up your phone for live conversation. Don't forget we have a toll-free number also, 877-572-1861. Let me repeat both of those numbers. 213-816-1611 or toll-free 877-572-1861. Now I'd like to introduce our guest, Mr. Ed Weigel. Ed has over 28 years of experience in the airline aerospace industry and in the investment banking and restructuring business. From 1985 to 1987, after 5 years of active military service as an Army officer in the U.S. and Europe, he served as Director of Finance for the Legacy Eastern in New York and a Director of Operation for Pan American World Airways. He was a Vice President in the Investment Banking Restructuring Division of Lehman Brothers in New York from 1987 to 1991. Where he worked on several major airline restructurings and ran Lehman's portfolio of 45 commercial jet aircraft on lease to major U.S. airlines. During that time, he also served on the board of directors of Polaris Industries and the administrative general partner of several publicly traded master limited partnerships. From 1991 to 1996, he was a co-founder and member of the board of directors of Atlantic Coast Airlines, that's United Express, from 1994 and 1996. He served as president, chief operating officer, and a director of BWIA, that's BWIA, International Airways, after leaving the privatization of the airline. During his tenure, BWIA turned in its first operating profit in 57 years. He also co-led the privatization of UAT, and he served on its board of directors until 1995. From 1997 to 1999, he was president and chief executive officer and a director of Chautauqua Airlines, U.S. Airways Express, after leading the efforts to acquire the airline on behalf of a private equity firm. He also originated transaction for an 80-aircraft regional jet order with Embraer for the firm of Chautauqua. In 2000, he served as interim president and chief operating officer of Tower Airlines, a New York-based international scheduled airline with 15 747 aircraft flying for the U.S. military and in scheduled service to points around the world. From 2003 to 2005, he served as Senior Vice President of Corporate Development for the Mesa Air Group. From 2006 to 2008, he served as the Chief Restructuring Officer, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Travel Logics, Incorporated, an internet travel company based in Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Weigel graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point in 1980 and received his MBA in finance from the University of Northern Colorado in 1982. He's a member of the Wings Club in New York, a business organization of airline executives. Ed, welcome to the radio show. Let's see, I think this is about your fourth or fifth appearance on our show, and each time we have our largest number of listeners. Ed, we welcome you. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Ed, yes, Ed on area code 305. Are you with us? Or it could be 561. Ed Weigel.
No, his is 305, I believe, Neil.
It is an area code 305. Well, that might be Vito I see there on 305. I thought we had Ed. Might have punched the wrong button. But let's see if we can...
After that big buildup.
Let's see if we can get Ed to... he might have not remembered our phone number. I hope he did from the last show, but...
No, we sent it to him this time, Neil.
Okay. And, Ed, are you listening? If you are, this is radio, raise your hand. At a time like this, there's got to be a joke among those listening. But at any rate, Ed, when you do hear the conversation, please join us. Share with us about the new Eastern Airlines. We've been communicating with Ed all week, and I'm not certain whether so many communications has broken down now, and he misunderstood the time and date and so forth of this show. I think it happened one time in our 3.5 year history of this radio show where we had a build-up for a guest that was to appear, and the guest, of course, did not appear. And so we told a lot of jokes, and we talked around, and finally ended the show. But we do want to hear the story of Eastern, the new Eastern Airlines, and so many of us have, by email and over the Internet, seen so many different writings about the new Eastern Airlines starting, and they do have a website. They encourage people to go to that website and keep tuned in as to what's happening. And someone might have the website. Right now it just escapes me. I think it's Eastern Aero, A-E-R-O, EasternAirlines.Aero, A-E-R-O. Instead of .com. But at any rate, a lot of information has been given on that Internet site. And Vito, since you're with us, you're right down in the heart of things in Miami, where the new Eastern Airlines will be based, I think on 36th Street. Can you tell us anything about what you've heard?
Yeah, well, they're based. They got a brand new, they got a new office on the second floor of Building 5. It's right on Lejeune Road and 36th Street, right on the airport grounds. And they've got an office up on the second floor, which I've been to, and it's a starting point anyhow, as far as I'm concerned. But do you need Ed Weigel's phone number? I've got his number if you want to call him.
Oh, hey, Vito, that would be great. Yeah, go ahead and pass that on to me.
203-509-3330.
Okay, do that one more time.
203-509-3330.
Okay, the whole world's got it now.
Oh, that's fine. That's his number.
Well, somebody take over while I do the dialing. Jim Hart, would you like to say a few things, or Steve Thompson, or anyone listening?
That's what
hosts are for, by the way. They're to talk. Instead of the producer talking here, I've got my hands full, and I want to give Ed a ring on that number that Vito just gave me, and I won't repeat it.
Yes, Neil, thank you. This is Jim. Just want to mention to everyone that it was great that Ed agreed to be with us tonight. I had corresponded with him a couple of times, and I don't know whether it was his work schedule or what. But he did get back to me and confirmed that he would be with us tonight, and that's why it's good that Neil is trying to call him at home now. That area code 203, I think, is a Connecticut area code, so that's probably his cell phone that we're trying to call him on right now. Vito, it's great that you have been in touch with the new office. Do I understand that they're now buying a stewardess uniform and hiring flight attendants?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, Steve, do you have anything to say while we're calling?
You've reached the voicemail of Ed Weigel. Please leave a message. I'll return your call as soon as I can. Thanks.
Well, you know that's not going to work. So go ahead.
Please
Cecile.
Record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Now if I can just figure out how to hang up.
This is Eastern Airlines calling, Ed. It's a little after 7 on Monday evening. We're looking forward to having you with us. This is Jim Hart. Thank you.
Leave the message.
Steve, do you have something?
Yes. Well, I am really, really excited about this Eastern opportunity. And the one thing I regret is that my birth certificate is not in error. And I would like nothing more than, as a matter of fact, I even dream about going to work for the new Eastern Airlines. What fun that would be.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, if my birth certificate was changed, my gray hair and baldness would give me away.
Yeah, I'm afflicted with that same disease.
Vito, what's the news from Miami and EARA? Can you give us an update on EARA and what you guys are doing down there? You do so much for so many people, retired Eastern people. The newspaper, I understand, now is on every other month?
Yeah, it's a bi-monthly thing now. We're doing well as far as membership is concerned. It's hard to believe that every day we get calls about somebody that wants to join us. They've never heard about us. It's surprising to hear that. But being we have the past privileges on 18 airlines, I'm telling you, that's what brings them in. So I was able to work out deals with 18 airlines so they can still travel on a lot of the airlines. As a matter of fact, next month, September 24th and 25th, I'm going to the Passenger Association meeting, which is going to be in San Juan, Puerto Rico this year. And that's where I get all my connections with the different people, with Dan Blight also. He's also a partner in the travel business with us. So we do work out with a lot of the airlines and explain to them what our people are doing, and that's how we're able to get some of these people to come along and give us the pass privileges, which I think the retirees are enjoying it very, very much. So other than that, we're doing well as far as the newspaper. We cut that back to every other month because it's very hard for us to do it every month because things are getting – we're working strictly with volunteers, and it's kind of hard to keep getting volunteers all the time as an editor of a paper, so it's a hard thing to keep up with. So we decided on every 2 months would be about the best thing to do. So it was approved by the board, and that's what we're doing right now. So other than that, everything else is going well. And
I think everyone ought to join the EARA for the newspaper because there's so many features in the newspaper. It keeps people updated in the different regions of the country, and even Mexico and San Juan and wherever EARA chapters are. And people like to know about what their colleagues are doing, their retired friends. And but there's one thing in this last issue of EARA newspaper, which is the August-September 2014. There's an airline called Vueling. I've never heard of Vueling, V-U-E-L-I-N-G.
It's over in Europe.
Okay.
It's in Europe, Neil. Yeah.
It's European airline, yes. Yes. We've got several of them over there in Europe that recently came on board with us. So my partner, Dan Blythe, the fellow that writes all about ticketing, he's the one that's able to get those connections for us. So they're working out well. So if anybody wants to go to Europe, they originate in Europe and travel all over Europe. So you can fast ride wherever they go, which is great. It's a great opportunity for the retirees.
Yeah. Have any of our hosts taken advantage of the EARA travel benefits that we have?
Oh, yes. Neil, this is Jim. I took a trip from West Palm Beach to the island of Martha's Vineyard with a stop at JFK on the way. It was a fantastic trip. I complimented the captain on his part of the program, and the ladies did a fantastic job. It really reminded me of the old Eastern. I just loved it.
What airline was that, Jim, that you went up to?
It was JetBlue.
JetBlue, yeah.
JetBlue.
They do a great job. They do a great job with it. JetBlue and it, Spirit Airlines also does a great job. So that's the only thing I can tell people. It's been kind of difficult traveling with space available right now because the airlines have cut back on so many airplanes that they, where, for example, if they've had a destination with four airplanes, they cut it back down to two because they're able to fill the seats a lot better. So I try to tell everybody, if you're going to travel, try to go Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Stay away from the weekend because the airlines don't need pass riders on a weekend. So that's been working out pretty good. So that's the only advice I can give you for pass riding. So. But other than that, the privilege is there, and everybody should enjoy it. So.
Very good. And
I did that. I traveled on a Tuesday and a Thursday, Vito.
Yeah.
That would be the better day to travel. Try to stay away from the weekend.
Cecile, you have got something?
Yes. I went to London a couple of years ago, and I'm having a senior moment. What's the airline that flies to London from Charlotte? Anyway, I went to London, and I went, unfortunately, during the Wimbledon. I was dumb enough I didn't research that. But on the way there, we had no problem getting on from Charlotte to London. And then on the way back, we went the first day, couldn't get on because of Wimbledon. And then the second day, we almost couldn't get on, and the gate agent called us, and he upgraded us to first class. And the round-trip ticket was $300, which was awesome. So
it was.
And they treated us great. What is the airline that flies from Charlotte to London?
U.S.
Anybody?
U.S.
Air.
U.S. Air, right. Sorry, I couldn't remember that. But the gate agent was great. And I thought we were going to get bumped the second day, but no, they got us into first class, and that was awesome. I went with a friend that she'd never been in first class in her life, so she was ecstatic. So that was very kind of them.
Go ahead.
Jim, you asked me about Buelling Airline.
Yes.
And it's based in Spain, and travel okay for a retiree plus a spouse or a domestic partner, and it serves all of Europe and the Mediterranean destinations. If you look at our newspaper on page 12, there's an ad on end that shows you a map of all their destinations. The other new one over in Europe is also Transavia. That's headquartered in Amsterdam. That serves over 90 destinations in Europe and the Mediterranean. Travel okay for retiree plus a spouse or domestic partner. So those are the two new airlines that we've got over in Europe, which I think we should take advantage of.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I wish I had. My wife would like to travel, but she doesn't, and so we just...
There's one more airline, Jim, called Condor, C-O-N-D-O-R. That's for Germany and Europe. That's also all over Europe, so those are the three new ones that we've got just recently, so why not take advantage of it?
Very good.
Can you give us a phone number that the listeners that may not be a member of the newspaper where they can join or the email?
To join Eastern Airlines. In other words, let me say this. So in order to travel, you had to be a member of Eastern Airlines, and you also had to be receiving a pension to qualify. That's just one of the rules, that they just won't take anybody. You have to be a retired person from Eastern Airlines receiving a pension. Those are the qualifications that you need. We don't want to know the price that you're receiving or the money you're receiving, but we need the proof of your pension, and that qualifies you to fly. And with that, you can always call area code 305-884-6132 and ask somebody, one of our volunteers, to send you a package. We'll send you a package with an application and all the information needed to join us.
Can you say that number again, please?
Pardon?
What was the number again?
Area code 305-884-6132. That's Eastern Airlines Retired Association in Miami.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
You know, even during the shows like this, where we had such an interesting speaker that was unable, and of course the circumstances we do not know. But the thing that I'm excited about is what Ed is doing and his team, and that is putting the colors of Eastern Airlines back in the air. And from what I understand, unless he has something to change what we've heard in the past, I think they intend to operate initially throughout the Caribbean and Caribbean and also Central and South America. But the Eastern Airlines plane in the air, and from what we've heard, the Airbus and the Boeing 737 aircraft would make great airplanes on those routes. And I'd like to also, during this show, put out the fact that we have talked. I don't know whether we've ever talked on our radio show before. I know we've talked off-air, host, about the idea of getting with Ed or someone in his marketing team to listen to the idea that we've discussed, and that is the first inaugural flights of the new Eastern Airlines would be a charter, since I understand it's going to be a charter operation initially, to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and try to fill it up with Eastern people to charter a flight there and to have an overnight and perhaps have some officials of the new Eastern Airlines to be there at the hotel to receive and also to talk about the plans of Eastern and to celebrate the fact that Eastern Airlines is back in the air again. So I want to bring that up to Ed formally. And he has accepted an invitation. I sure hope that he's going to be there. But we do have a lot of REPA people listening tonight. The Retired Eastern Pilots Association is having its convention in Savannah, Georgia. And that's going to be September the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Check out the 5th. At the DeSoto Hilton Hotel there in Savannah. Beautiful hotel. And Jim Gardner, the president of the Retired Eastern Pilots Association, has extended an invitation to Ed Weigel to come and talk to the membership at that convention. He's accepted and confirmed in an email that I just received earlier today. And so I'm looking forward to meeting Ed during that convention, listening to what we hope to hear tonight, but perhaps at the convention I can record that and have it on our radio show in the future and let more people than just those attending the REPA convention listen in and find the plans of Eastern, the new Eastern. So I'd like to sit down also and talk to him about the idea of having a charter of 737 or whatever airplane they are initially going to use for their inaugural flight. They may have already chartered several charters now, and but it would be good to have, and I think make great press with the network news, television, and the newspapers in Miami, especially in New York and so forth, to know that Eastern is back in the air And by the way, the initial flight was all Eastern passengers of the former Eastern Airlines. What a great, I think, marketing plan that would be. Jim Hart, you're in marketing. What do you think?
Yes, I do, Neil. I would love to be on that trip. I guess, though, that the new Eastern people would also want to have on board some dignitaries, probably from Miami and from some of the other locations that we're going to be serving. It's exciting to know that we would be in the Caribbean. Do you know, I was involved many years ago with making a survey of Colonel Joe Mackey's facilities in the Bahamas. And I sent, or I actually took pictures, and I had a Kodak carousel full, went back to the office, and we had a board meeting, and we showed the films. And that's how, actually, we were able to get into the Caribbean area. I really had an integral part in that whole thing, and I feel very good about it.
Very good. We do have an area code 770. Who's with us in 770? That sounds like Atlanta.
Yes, it is. This is Sonny Smithwick. I'm with y'all just listening in on the... I was hoping that Ed would be on tonight to see where the progress was for the Eastern Airlines.
Yeah, so we're hoping.
We're hoping. We're about to run out of time, though, but at any rate... Sonny, it's nice to hear you. Sonny was with Eastern, but now you're with the FAA, right, Sonny?
I am now. But, you know, after Eastern, we did start Carnival Airlines, which is pretty much what it sounds like Ed is trying to do, is you start an airline and you start doing charter service to begin with, and then you go into the 121 schedule. That's exactly what we did at Carnival Airlines. And it worked out very well. So hopefully it would work out the same way for the Eastern there. But I think it's a long way down the road, though.
Yeah. Sonny, is that similar to the Sun Airlines up in the Minneapolis? Is that what they operate? Are they strictly a charter company?
I don't know about Sunway. I'm not sure about them. But I know that, you know, it's sometimes it can be very hard to get a certificate. I know what we did at Carnival Airlines, the owners of Carnival Cruise Line wanted to start an airline. So rather than go through all the through the FAA and everything, we just bought a certificate out of Las Vegas with a company that had one airplane, but they'd already been approved. So we moved it to Fort Lauderdale, changed the name to Carnival Airlines, and flew out of there, I know, for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years, and buy new airplanes and everything else. So I think if you know, it's a process to get approved by the FAA and the DOT. I'm just wondering if that's not an alternative, is to buy a certificate. And I think the last time we talked, you asked me about the People's Express. That's
yeah.
Exactly what happened to them. That they are up and running. When they went to get their certificate, they were way off on it, and it was going to cost so much. They went and bought another airline that had a certificate and changed the name to People's Express, and they are now flying, as I understand.
You know,
it's my
Sonny,
understanding that they already have their certificate, and they did exactly what you just suggested. Am I wrong about that?
No, that's what they did. They did do that, yes.
No, I'm talking about Eastern.
Oh, no. As far as I know, right now, Eastern is going through the certificate a process of trying to, I mean, they haven't even applied yet. I mean, they are way down the road.
I'm sorry.
Nowhere near the next year or two.
I disagree with you. They applied January the 19th of this year. It's only
no way.
Hello. Hello, it's Ed Weagle. I'm on the line.
Ed.
Hey, welcome, Ed.
Good. Hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
hey,
we... Let me put that misperception to bed. We applied in February with the DOT. We submit all of our manuals to the FAA on August 26th, and our proving runs are set for December. So anyone who thinks that this is a 2-year process clearly doesn't know what they're talking about.
Great.
Thank you for clearing that up, Ed. Thank you for clearing that up.
Now, Ed, could you please fill us in and update us on what so many people are eagerly awaiting you to tell us about where we are with the new Eastern. So it's all yours, Ed.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I apologize to everyone for being late. We were in the midst of a negotiation on some airplanes and was finally able to break free. But, yeah, we're in good shape. We've had our formal in brief with the FAA a couple of weeks ago. We submit our manuals. All of our manuals will be submitted on August 26th. We've got our training programs in place, which the FAA will start to review in September. We've got our first classes set in the simulator for November. We actually signed a deal with CAE today to have get our own full flight simulator moved here to Miami. We've got an order with Boeing for 20 airplanes. We're about to sign an order with Mitsubishi for 20 airplanes behind that. All of those airplanes are now financed. We signed a deal for our first airplane, used airplane, 737-800, that will be delivered to Miami in Eastern colors around the first part of December. We'll have a big welcoming ceremony. That N number will be N276EA, and it'll be named the captain of the spirit of Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. So we're eagerly anticipating the arrival of that aircraft. So our proving runs have been tentatively scheduled with the FAA. So any thoughts that we don't know what we're doing or it's going to take 2 years, clearly people don't really understand the process. So.
Questions.
Ed, this is Jim Hart speaking, and I appreciate very much your emailing me about your ability to be on the program tonight. I read prior to your arrival quite an introduction, and it's very impressive, your background, and I just wanted you to know that all of our listeners are aware of what a fantastic background you have had. Thank you very much.
No, I appreciate that. Look, it's a great honor to do this. It's a great honor to have been chosen by the estate, the Eastern Bankruptcy Estate, to help bring this name back. And, you know, one of the other things I wanted to say, I know that there's been a lot of chatter and a lot of emailing back and forth about how, you know, we're just a group of investors that came in and grabbed the name. I just want everyone to understand that that's not the case. We started this process actually of talking to the estate, the Eastern Estate, back in 1995. And we kept up a constant dialogue with the estate about what we thought was possible and what could be done with the name. And I think everyone needs to understand that the Eastern Airlines name is not something that it's in the power of the former Eastern to just retire the name and no one could ever use it again. One of the real dangers that the estate faced when it looked at its final liquidation is what to do with the name, because if the estate just shut down, that name goes back into the public domain and anybody who's fast enough on the trigger could get hold of it. And there's a lot of kooks out there with lots of strange ideas about what to do with airlines and what to do with the name. So we entered into a process with the estate going back to 1995, and the estate came to us in 2008 and said, you know, that it wanted to go through its final liquidation. The last asset in the estate was the name and the trademark, and they were very afraid that that name would end up in the wrong hands. They asked us to put together a business plan to use the name and use the name in a way that enhanced the legacy and the tradition and the standards of the first Eastern Airlines. And it took us a while to figure out exactly what to do, what business plan to come up with that would ensure New Eastern survived and that we used it in a way that clearly enhanced what had been accomplished by the employees of Eastern over many, many years. And we acquired the name from the estate. The estate actually owns shares in the New Eastern. And the estate had to vet and approve the plan that we came up with to use the name. So I know that there's a notion out there that we somehow grabbed the name and we're off doing this. But I will tell you that it was a long process that we engaged with the estate to come up with with what we're doing today. The estate is fully supportive of that. We've given the estate shares in the new Eastern, and the estate has agreed that at least half of the proceeds from its eventual sale of that stock will go to the PBGC, which, as you know, administers the Eastern pension plans. So, and our investors, frankly, have put a lot of money at risk. There's a lot of money at risk in this transaction. There's a lot of time and effort that's gone into fully determining the best way to use this name in a way that, again, builds on the legacy of the former Eastern. So I just wanted to clear that up, that the Eastern estate is fully supportive of this, is in fact, in a small way, an investor, because it took some of its consideration in the form of shares. We paid more for the name than any other airline transaction in history in terms of transferring the name and the trademark and the logos. You know, we think that what we have done here with bringing in the partners that we've brought in, Boeing and some of the other strategic partners, not only ensure our eventual success, but also enhance the image of Eastern. So I just wanted to clear that up for everyone, and just let you know that what we're doing is fully in line with the standards and the legacy of the former airline.
Ed, can I ask a question? There are
of course.
Two names. There's Eastern Airlines, three words. And Eastern
right.
Airlines, two words. When you say you bought the name, did you buy both of those names?
Yeah, well, the name itself, when we trademark it, when the trademark was transferred, it's Eastern Airlines. So we've stayed with the convention of the three words. So airlines is two words, which, as you know, is the way Eastern used or Eastern had its name. But but Eastern Airlines itself is owned by the new company.
Okay. And also, could you give us an overview about what the plans as far as the routes that you guys are going to fly initially? Can you fill us in about that?
Well, you know, as we talked about before, we're not fully ready to reveal all that. Right now, our focus is on certification. We have the first airplane is coming. It will be here early December. We've got airplanes number 2 and 3 behind that fairly quickly in the first part of next year. We are now entering the second fundraise, which will be hopefully as a public company. We plan to file with the SEC and relist Eastern shares on the exchange, and then do a secondary offering of $100 million to fully capitalize Eastern and allow us to get into scheduled service, which is why we ordered the airplanes from Boeing, which will start to arrive in late 2016. We expect to get into scheduled service. We would project late 2015, early 2016. We're still working with some of our strategic partners, and we're working with one of the alliances to determine the best places to start flying, based on a whole number of criteria. But we'll, you know, as we get further into the process, we'll be in a position to start to reveal where the first routes will be.
Ed, my name is Chuck Albright. I'm kind of like the maintenance person of our little show here. And last time you were had mentioned that anything below the wings you were going to contract out and they wouldn't be considered Eastern employees. Have you changed your mind?
No.
Okay. That's a good
All
answer.
Right.
Chuck?
Maybe you should ask him about our flight.
No,
there,
not at this point, but I would like to ask Ed. Are you available, Ed? As you know, we have several organizations that are trying to keep the name and spirit of Eastern Airlines alive, hopefully forever, and that'll help your new airlines as well. But there are a lot of dedicated people out there that love Eastern Airlines. the Silver Liners, the Retired Eastern Pilots Association. Of course, Vito Borelli is here with us tonight, and the EARA Association, and all of the chapters out there that are dedicated to Eastern Airlines. Are you available for any speaking tours out there?
Yeah, I think we just confirmed today that I'm talking to the retired pilots in Savannah, I think on September 3rd.
Right.
Our time is a little constrained right now because of the certification, but I'm going to try to get out and meet with each of the groups as we get further into this, because their support is, as you say, very vital to our continued success. So I'd love to get out there and talk and meet a lot of people one-on-one, and then also address them and tell them exactly what we're doing and show them pictures of the new airplane and talk about some of the plans we have for the future. So, yeah, we'll certainly try to get those scheduled as time permits with all the other things that we've got going on. So,
well, that's,
yeah, this
that's
is Jim
great.
Hart again. Are you – I think we saw something in the national media that says that you're hiring flight attendants and that you have approved uniforms for the new flight attendants. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've our first pilot training will start early November, and our flight attendant training will start sometime in early December. Atlas Air down here in Miami, which, as you know, is one of the biggest operators, and they train all the Air Force One crews because they fly 747s. It will be doing our flight attendant training. We held a competition during Miami Fashion Week, which you'll see online, and we had some of the top designers here in Miami do a competition and a runway show during Miami Fashion Week, and one of the designers was selected by a team of judges, and now we're taking those designs and we're turning them into actual flight attendant uniforms. And we'll probably reveal the final designs of those fairly soon. But yes, those flight attendant uniforms have been designed, and we're all pretty excited about them.
Thank you very much.
I've got a question how do people apply for a job with the new Eastern Airlines?
Just go to our website, easternairlines.aero, and there's a career page. And there's a couple of categories you click on. You can put your resume in there, and it comes straight through the inboxes to our people.
Okay, and do you have any former Eastern people right now on the team putting the certification together?
Yeah, you're talking to one right now.
That's right.
this is Sonny Smith. Did I
understand our VP of Tech Ops was a mechanic for Eastern for 20 years, went on to be a VP at Northwest and ran the Airbus overhaul facility in Louisiana and did a lot of work for Delta over the years. He's our VP of Tech Ops overseeing maintenance. And some of our other people have spent some time with Eastern. So, yeah, so we're well versed in the airline.
This Sonny? Is Sonny Smithwick. I have a question if you have a minute.
Sure.
Do I understand on your proven runs in December that'll be a 737-800?
That's the airplane we've chosen. Yep.
And do you already have a contract with that for that aircraft?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And we've got a contract. Yeah, we've got a lease in place for that first one, and we're now negotiating for airplanes 2 and 3.
And that would be 737s also.
We're gonna operate the 737-800 as the fleet standard.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Neil, I have a question. Ed, it's Cecile Entriago here. I work with Eastern at Gates under Captain Finello in operations. How many employees do you intend to hire, and will they be based in Miami?
Yeah, our headquarters is here in Miami. Our offices are right now we're on the second floor. Building 5A. We're moving to the fourth floor here shortly. We've taken another 6,000 square feet, and so we're in the on the fourth floor air side of Building 5A. Right now, we've got about 15 employees going through the certification. We're going to hire the first group of 10 captains here shortly. The first group of flight attendants will be a class of 30. And then we've got some other administrative people. We've got a staff OCC and some other functions. So we should be at 60 to 65 employees, team members by mid-December.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Can you give us names of some of the team members, especially the top five?
Sure. If you go to the website, you'll see them all, easternairlines.aero. So John Furneaux, our head of flight ops, F4 pilot for the Air Force, just retired from U.S. Airways after 30 years of flying. Top-notch aviator. Our chief pilot, Alan Brandon, had been a director of ops for a number of airlines, had been chief pilot at Tower, top-notch guy. A couple of others that you'll see on the website. As I said, Dan Stone, who is our VP of Tech Ops, 20 years for Eastern as a mechanic, and then worked his way up to a VP at Northwest and oversaw their Memphis maintenance hub. So we got on the top five positions, which are the FAA-mandated positions, what we call the wise men, we've got over 240 years of collective experience managing and certifying airlines. So this is probably the most experienced management team that's ever been assembled for an airline startup.
Okay, Ed, this is Vito again. I want to thank you.
Hey, Vito.
Okay, I want to thank you for helping out with some of these questions out there. They've been kind of very, very well put. I am glad of the explanation. Things are going so well. We're very happy for you. I have one question for you that I've been getting from the retirees. There'll be a day, I suppose, when the retirees can invest in stock with the Eastern Airlines. Am I correct?
Yes. Right now, we've just taken in accredited, what we call accredited investors, and we have a small group of investors.
Okay.
Our lead investor, as you may have seen in the press release we put out, is a gentleman out of New York who's a multi-billionaire. He also owns the Florida Panthers, which is the NHL hockey league team. That's based here in South Florida. A real patriot. He funded out of his own pocket the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point. Owns a number of financial institutions. Big supporter of the military. He's a West Point graduate. And he's our main investor at this point. We've got a number of other investors in the company, including the president of the Miami Marlins, which is the baseball team down here, and others of that caliber. As we get further into the fundraising process, and raise more equity, we intend to do that as a public company, and we'll be offering shares to the public at that point when we do our offering. So at that point, anybody and everybody will be welcome to invest in the airline.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ray.
Yep.
Ed, also, how is your reception or, I should say, team, or I guess you have a team that is looking at all of the Caribbean operations and Central and South America, if that's the intended future routes. But have you had a pretty good response from some of the old Eastern Airlines cities, San Juan and so forth?
Yeah, we've had an excellent reception. Ecuador and Peru have asked us to come down. They'd like to start processing our route rights right away. We're not in a position to do that, but they have proactively contacted us to start that process. The government of St. Martin has approached us and asked if they could designate us as their national carrier. They'd like us to start serving a number of routes into St. Martin. And there's some political and legal issues there that we could work around, but actually we've looked at making St. Martin a secondary hub for us and flying from there into Latin America, particularly into Brazil. So, and San Juan has been extremely supportive. We've received messages from the governor there and some others in the government to get us to start flying there again. As you know, American has pulled down their hub there in San Juan, and some of that's been picked up by JetBlue. But you know, clearly, at some point when we get into scheduled service, Miami San Juan is something that we very much want to a route that we very much want to fly. So,
how about the China connection?
Yeah, we have no real China connection. You know, we signed a letter a couple of years ago with COMAC, which was more of a cooperation agreement to continue to discuss with them the possibility of someday in the future doing something. And that was really done to give us access to the new LEAP technology, the new engine that's been developed. With our Boeing order, which is for 10 of the current generation 737-800s, what they call the NG, we also got purchase rights on 10 of the new 737-800s, which is called the MAX, which has got the new engine, which reduces fuel burn by about 20%. So we have access now to that technology through Boeing, and we don't see any need to do anything other than for our narrow-body 150-160 seat aircraft to do to be anything but a Boeing customer.
Very good, Dave.
Ed, do you have security set up already? Security department?
Yes, we have a director of safety and security. He's a former FAA inspector for many years, who oversaw the certification of airlines in the safety and security area. So he knows chapter and verse, everything that we need to do to get that those particular functions fully certified by the FAA. So that process has already started. We're getting badged for Miami International Airport, and the reception here at the airport is quite amazingly positive, overwhelmingly positive, from the airport authority, the airport administration, the other airlines that are operating here. Many of those employees used to work for Eastern. We're going to put the Eastern flag back up in front of Building 5A here shortly, and a big sign on the building that this is Eastern headquarters. And we're just, you know, we're putting the stake back in the ground, and we're going to reclaim Miami.
Very good, eh?
Ron Long was on the show a couple of months ago, and he was in charge of security with Jack Shields, the department, one of the departments I worked with, and he expressed a willingness to share any manuals that he might have that you might be interested in. He also worked for DHL security, and he was the one that set up the magnetometers at the airport when it first got started. So if you'd like, I'd be glad to give him your contact number because he's willing to share whatever he has for you.
Well, that'd be great, and we very much appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, Ed Vito again. Listen, I'm sure they're going to ask you about an inaugural flight, so which is one of the other questions I want to ask you. Hopefully, before we get started, we'd have to have an inaugural flight for all of our Eastern personnel, and it'd be a great advertisement to get Eastern started. So I know I spoke to you about that a while back, but keep that in mind. Okay, thank you.
No, we'll certainly do that. We're going to bring the airplane in. The first airplane will be brought in, like I said, in early December after it comes out of the paint shop. And we'll probably do a flyby down Miami Beach and around the city. And then we'll bring it into to MIA with the water cannon. And we've got a couple of special things planned for when that airplane arrives. So we'll get the word out to everyone when it's coming.
Okay.
And so anyone who wants to come, we're gonna have a big party that day.
Okay, just let us know when. We'll get the people out, Ed.
And you know, Ed, we had a discussion on one of our shows, maybe 10, 15 shows ago, about the idea of having two planes, the inaugural flight of all Eastern people buying tickets, going to, let's say, San Juan, and overnighting, and then having the Eastern officials, such as yourself and other team members, there to welcome the Eastern people and so forth, to kick off the airlines. And golly, I got several responses, and several of the people on the radio show said, hey, sign me up. You know, they'd buy a ticket. So I think you could fill two 737s easily.
Very easily.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Yeah, we'll have a couple of special flights right in the beginning, and it'll be all Eastern employees.
Okay. Well, by golly, we're going to start our marketing right now.
That's great.
It'd be great advertisement, Ed.
Oh yeah, no. Listen. When we bring that first airplane in, you know, when we did Miami Fashion Week, we had, I think, 50 or 60 media outlets covered the. I'm sorry, you probably hear an airplane in the background. It's I'm standing outside of Building 5A.
Beautiful noise.
Yeah. So when we had Miami Fashion Week, we had about 50 media outlets covered. Covered the Eastern flight attendant uniform design competition. Everything from USA Today to Wall Street Journal was there. Every media outlet in Latin America was there. So we're assuming that when we bring this airplane in, and it'll have pretty wide dissemination that we're bringing it in. You know, we expect everything from the NBC Nightly News to. Obviously, the Miami Herald, New York Times, others will be here to cover that,
okay.
And it should be a pretty great day for Miami when we do this.
And you'll have a lot of families that'll sign up for that first flight, and I hear a whistle in the background, a siren.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's a little background. That's okay. But you'll have so many people that are Eastern people that would want to fly on that first flight that they'd be willing to pay premium price for a seat on that airplane.
I'm sure we can come up with a good rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's me.
Would you like to just kind of wrap up the session, and because we're about out of time, and put in the last words, Ed, and then we'll sign off with the inspiration that you can give us all.
Sure. Well, listen, we know that you're all out there supporting us. We're working some pretty long days right now, working 7 days a week. Some of us putting in 18, 20-hour days to get our submissions for the FAA ready, to get ready for this first airplane. So I can assure you that this new team works as hard as the former team used to work. And we carry with us every day, and I tell them this, we carry with us every day the legacy of the former Eastern, and that we can't let anybody down when we do this. So everything we're looking to do has got to be perfect, and it's got to be on time. And so far, we're hitting all of our gates, meeting all of the hurdles, and doing everything that the FAA has asked us to do. So I think you can be proud of this team. We're certainly not going to do anything that would tarnish the image of the former Eastern. And I hope that as we get new airplanes in and all the other things that we're doing in terms of technology and the way we're financing the airline, the people that we're putting on the board, and for instance, the former mayor of Miami just joined our board, Manny Diaz, who's one of the best known mayors of Miami. All the things that we're doing are to enhance the image and to ensure that we're going to be successful. So we really appreciate everyone's support. We know you're out there rooting for us, and that means a lot to us. And we'll, as we get closer to the arrival of the first airplane, we'll keep everyone updated through the various channels, and we hope we have 50,000 people out here when that first airplane arrives.
And we... Yep.
Folks, it's been so great to hear the news that we heard tonight. And, Jim, I hear our music in the background. Would you take us out of here? And thanks so much, Ed Weigel.
No, thanks everyone.
Ed Weigel, and thank you, Neil. Our sign-off
great.
Bumper
have
music tells me we're about out of time for this week's show. Tell your friends about the show. More importantly, get involved with the rest of your hosts by participating in these broadcasts. You're welcome to participate live and on the air each Monday evening. We're glad you could get together again tonight and talk about our airline days and the very unusual moments in those magnificent flying machines. To our hundreds of listeners around the world, we hope you'll be back again next Monday at the same time and same place on your internet dial. We're proud of the fact that this show is the only airline company radio show of its kind. It's part of the way we are keeping the memory of Eastern alive. We are the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. Well, that's all for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. From all of your hosts, we wish you a good night and a safe week. Good night, Eastern family and friends.
Good night.
Good night.